more audios, go to www.wordchurch.biz. That's B-I-Z.
I'm looking at one verse, going to go on from where we were last night, or go deeper actually than where we were, or something like that. I'm in Luke 5, and this is when they catch all the fish. And so he spoke to them, took the two ships, and took one of the ships and sat on it and spoke. I've been kind of where they think that is, you know, they don't really know. But they have a restaurant there called Peter's Fish or something, and they sell fish out of the Lake of Galilee. As I remember, I think I ate in there. I think it was pretty good fish, but I don't totally remember. But the Lake of Galilee is not real, real huge. I'm trying to think of something. It's like you can definitely see the other side. It's not a sea, though. It's a lake. It's a lot bigger than Hefner out here, but I'm trying to think about something. It's like maybe, I don't think, it's, maybe Keystone. Maybe it's not as big as Keystone. But, he got in Simon's boat and went out a little from land, and then he taught him. And then when he left speaking, I guess he wanted to pay for the use of the boat, because he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets, you know. And he answered him and said this. He said, for a catch, let down your nets for catch. So he's telling him, if you go out there, you're going to catch some fish. And Simon answered and said to him, Master, we've toiled all the night. They've worked hard all night fishing and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Notice what he said here. I've got to believe he meant this for symbolic purposes. Besides for just catching fish, I think it was like the parables. There was a deeper message in here. But you know, which I'll get back to in a minute, but there's nothing much more depressed. There's no one much more depressed than a fisherman that's fished for a long time and not caught anything. You just want to, you know, I used to go out for the longest time and maybe you'd get a little nibble or maybe you wouldn't get anything. I remember one time I went out to, when I was a pastor in Plains, Kansas, went out to Lake Mead, and I used to go out there every time and I'd catch a few fish. And one time, Mom and Lonnie visited me out there. And Mom decided to go fishing with me. And I don't know, maybe Lonnie wasn't there, because surely he would have gone too. But anyway, she went out, she threw out her line, and almost immediately caught a pretty good-sized bass, the biggest fish I'd ever caught. The biggest fish we'd caught out there, and I'd fished a lot of times out there, but she caught a bass. I'd catch a few bass, but she caught a pretty good-sized bass, and we ate it. But if you go out and you fish for a long time, you just talk to a fisherman when they come in, they don't get anything. They're just kind of disgusted, some of them, especially if they tend to be depressed. They might go run over something or tear up something. But anyway, he says this, he says, launch out into the deep water. Let down your nets for a drag. Go out further, is what he's saying. And see, that's the same thing as what we were talking about last night. Some people will fish forever in real shallow water. I remember once I had a dream, I don't know that many thing, it might have. A guy by the name, I'm sure he wouldn't mind me using his name, a guy by the name of Roy Betts and I were at this dock, and we got into the water, and it was all kind of muddy water, and I think we heard a voice, or we heard something in this dream said, go out further out into the clear water, because, you know, it's much clearer and cleaner if you get out from the shore, and we were just at the docks and things like that. I think that he's saying something symbolic here is as I mentioned last night, that a lot of people are looking in the wrong place. They just keep looking the same place where they are for something. If you've covered every inch of territory, I know what Julie does. If she looks all over everywhere, she'll look somewhere else. And she'll look somewhere else. If she doesn't find them, she'll give up for a while. What I do is, I just look a little bit and pray that I'll find it. And then it shows up somewhere. That's kind of what I do. But anyway, here's the deal. We talked about Jesus coming, and he comes and he says, "You all follow me," right after this. That's what happens. He says, "You follow me," and some of the fishermen follow him. Now, he got people other places too. He didn't get all 12 of them right there. But what they did, they saw this big catch. But he wasn't, if you notice, he was being symbolic in this thing. He says, "I'm going to make you fishermen for people." In other words, you're even in the wrong, you're in the wrong profession.
Yeah.
So they had to change their profession just by Jesus coming by. So they were totally different from then on. Not their personalities or anything, but I mean, their life was totally different from then on because they made this switch. But what a lot of folks are doing, they're looking in the same place. They're doing the same thing. And I'm not talking about change of profession necessarily, but they're looking the same place over and over and over. But the answer is to go deeper. I know fortune cookies, you're not supposed to get anything out of them, but I got a fortune cookie that said that one time. They're not fortune nothing, they're just somebody typing silly little things and your lucky numbers, you know. So when Jesus came along, this may have been the biggest catch they'd ever had. What happened was, their nets started to break, so they asked for somebody to come and help them. And then they got the fish in the boats, and the boats started to sink. Now that's success for a fisherman. That's success. I don't remember the story exactly, but another South African told us this story one time that somebody, and I think it was, I don't know if he told a story or his buddy told a story, but it had something to do with him. But anyway, these people, I think it was his song leader or something, these fishermen were just about to go broke and they're just about to not make it at all. I'm trying to think, I think they were shrimp fishermen. And they had a shrimp boat or two, kind of like Bubba. I heard this before us, I think. No, it was after the Bubba Gump Company. But anyway, they weren't making any money or anything. They decided they're going to give an offering. And so they gave a pretty good offering, about the best they could do, or this one guy did. I forget, it was one or two guys. And they started going out, and all of a sudden they start catching shrimp. And they get more and more shrimp and more and more shrimp, and they're just catching shrimp all over the place. Kind of like when Forrest started catching shrimp, netting shrimp. And this literally happened, according to this guy, that other shrimp boats started following them because they were catching so much shrimp and they just did really great and had this great success. Sometimes you don't need to go anywhere. They were still at the Galilee, right? If you just take it as a natural story. They were at Galilee. They just said, go deeper, but they were still in the same place. That's kind of what those guys did too. They went deeper in understanding of how things work. You give and you receive. If you ever really need something bad, better find somebody to give something to or do something. So when Jesus came along, though, looking at it spiritually, when he came along and they followed him, they went into a whole new way of doing things. When Jesus came then, remember when he talked to Nicodemus, he says, "You're a leader in Israel and you don't understand being born again." In other words, he's a leader in Israel, but he doesn't get what's really going on. He's trying to. He's sincere. He ended up being a follower of Jesus, I believe, but later on. But you know, he didn't get the basics. Well, look at Jesus' whole life. Look at his whole life. We'll just do this for a minute and I'll be done, I think. His whole life was, he came and he announced the kingdom of God. He announced there's something different. There's a whole other world out there. They didn't know there was a whole other world out there, or they didn't know anything about it if they did. He came and told them how it worked. See, it doesn't work like, if you look how everything works in the world, and you get your understanding of the world that way, you're not going to have much understanding. Because that's what they were doing. What he's saying is, it doesn't always just work like it looks like it's going to. For instance, he said, if you'll talk to a mountain and say to move, and you actually believe it, what you said, it will move. I've told the story about the guy. I heard this long ago about the guy who had this big pile of stuff. The city was supposed to move, and his backyard is like a mountain. He got real frustrated, and finally he heard somebody teaching on this, and he commanded that pile of stuff to leave, and the next day some trucks came and moved it. So literally, normally people aren't talking about moving a pile of something. They're talking about changing the circumstance. And that's what he's talking about, and I think primarily, but the fact is it really would move if it needed to be moved. By talking to it. Does that sound like something you hear on the earth? Does it sound like it? That you see somebody out saying, well, I'm going to yell at this car and it'll be fixed. Yet, that's the way it works in the kingdom of God. You actually say something. But that's one of the many ways. That's one thing you got to know. But that's one of the many ways. Things don't have to be the way they are. I ask you this. For the disciples, after they met Jesus and walked off following him, were things the way they were? Immediately they weren't, because they go in and Peter's mother-in-law is sick and Jesus prayed for her and she gets well. Boy, things were different. If I remember, somebody he cured, and it could be Peter's mother-in-law, got well and then went and started fixing dinner for him. Was that Peter's? Well, it's somebody. You know. Wow. So, just in those are two examples, but the thing is, he made it different in all kinds of ways. So, if you have a task before you to do, and you need to get it done, is the best way to do it how you've always done it? Maybe if it worked, or maybe it's just some simple thing. But if it doesn't work, how about looking at it and getting his idea about how it works? And a lot of it, you'll just see it in the scripture. He won't have to say anything to you, but he may lead you to see something that you're just not going about it the right way. It's just like this is the Andy Griffith principle. This is a friend of mine used this to get his rent paid. He was renting out a house. And he would just go out to see the guy and he says, I'm sure glad you're going to pay your rent on the 5th of the month. Or whatever. He said, I'm sure glad you're going to do it. I'm sure glad that. And the guy would pay it. He was having trouble. Instead of screaming and yelling at him and calling a lawyer, he just went and started saying that he was going to do it. The guy did it. He got that from Andy Griffith. I don't know which episode. But you could see Andy doing something like that. In other words, what he really did, he didn't act like most landlords act. He took a whole different way because he thought that was the way God would do it. That's the way Jesus would have done it. And it worked. I think maybe he had more leading than that. It is just a wild thought, but it's not a bad thought if it was. Jesus says, launch out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. Do it a different way. He said, but we've been working all night. He didn't get it. His faith was a little bitty at that time. Later on, his faith got bigger and he wanted to walk on the water, and he did. Until he saw wind coming and he went back into the natural realm of there's a lot of wind and waves. That's trouble. The only problem was he couldn't walk on the clearest, stillest lake there ever was in the world. So a little waves wouldn't have hurt him. But, you know, he got what? Afraid. This does not work by being afraid. Yeah. It works by going forward and doing what you have to do and not being afraid. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that it's true. Thank you we can move a little bit or hear something or try something a different way by what the word said or by your direct leading or both. And we can see much more results than we ever saw before. Show us how to do that. In Jesus' name we pray.